So this is part two from June 18th, 2017. We're continuing the discussion about the Bhagavad Gita. We're discussing about controlling the mind, and from the sixth chapter, Ashtanga Yoga, verse 34 and 35. Arjuna's explaining to Krishna how difficult it is. You say that yoga means controlling the mind, but it seems like it's impossible to control the mind. He says, difficult to control. If you can control the wind, you can control the mind. There's no one on the planet, no one 5,000 years ago could control the wind, and no one can today either. There's a hurricane. They can't just turn on some big fans and blow it back the other way. They bring some fans down to the beach and turn on a high speed, bring some helicopters over there, bring 5,000 helicopters over there to stir up the air so the hurricane... No, because it's a personality, and that personality is greater than any human being. So it's not just wind, but there's an intention. There's a purpose behind the energy, and the purpose is personal. And of course, the original person is Krishna, then all the devatas executing his will. So we're speaking, Arjuna says it's very difficult. Then Krishna said, no, it's easy. You can control the mind by practice and detachment. So of course, and then the commentators, Vishnathi says, practice means as you need a doctor to cure the disease of material attachment and samsara, you need a spiritual doctor, guru. And you need medicine to cure the material disease. And you need medicine to conquer the samsara and attain liberation. And the medicine is called abhyas, yoga abhyas. First you accept the doctor, you surrender to the doctor. When you take a doctor, you surrender unto him, and you agree to follow whatever he says. And take his medicine and follow his regimen cure. So in the same way, when you surrender to the guru as the doctor of samsara, to cure the disease of samsara, of desire, ultimately, then you have to follow the program he gives you, follow his orders in Guru Agya and Guru Seva. Then you have to follow the sadhana that he gives you, diligently. Abhyas means regularly, constantly, repeatedly. That's the meaning of abhyas, abhyasena vairagyam. So Guru Agya, then Seva, then always meditate and remember Krishna. Think about Krishna's form. Then over time, maybe long time can take, or short time, depends, when we'll get cured from the disease. So while we were discussing that, then we were discussing about the greatness of Bhagavad Gita, Gita Mahatmyam. And we had a long description about Upanishads and whatnot. So we concluded it by saying that the four Vedas, the original Vedas, the Atharva Veda, Rig Veda, Sama Veda, and Yajur Veda, they were condensed, because there's vast literature, they were condensed in the form of Vedanta Sutras. Sutra means condensed, compact, zip file, small knowledge, in a few words. So I was explaining how that Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all the Upanishads. And the Upanishads deal with karma, karm, gyan, yog, and bhakti. The four things are told in Gita. Karma, then karma yoga, then ashtanga yoga, gyan, bhakti, like this. So there's four or five secrets there. So the Gita has five secrets also, which are the five secrets. But then Krishna concludes, and he mentions this twice, that the greatest of all secrets, the topmost secret that's contained in all the Vedas, if you search through all the Vedas, the four Vedas, and you deeply study and realize all the Vedanta Sutras, you'll realize this one secret. This is the secret. What is the secret? Krishna tells it twice in Bhagavad Gita, because it's so important. Manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji ma namaskaru mame vaishasi satyam te prati jane priyosime. In chapter 9, verse 34 and 1865, Krishna is telling Arjuna and me and you and everyone, always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, always be prideless and humble and respectful to all. And offer obeisances and respect to the Lord in everyone's heart. And this way you'll become my dear one. So now we're living in separation from God and forgetfulness of God. But if we become his dear one, that means we become his beloved. Priya means beloved, dear one. It says Priyajane. That jana, that person who does these things, he does these four things, manmana, madbhava, always think of me, become my devotee, madbhaktama, and worship me, offer obeisance to me, then he becomes. So this is, Krishna calls this a sarva guyata mam. Guya, guyatara, guyatam, sarva guyatamam. Sarva guyatamam. The buck stops there. There's no higher secret than that. So this is the perfection of yoga, because it's meditation. And this perfectional goal of yoga, because he's a source of Brahman, Brahmano hi pratishtham. So that's that.